ABC Radio Australia.
More sport now here on the Friday morning edition of Pacific Beat, and the Flying Fijians World Cup captain Waisea Naithalebu led the way and was soon joined by several of his teammates in voicing their concerns over wages and bonuses, which they said were either paid late or not at all during the tournament in France last year. The interim board of the FIU responded by calling in an independent auditor who, after examining the books, reached the conclusion that all payments had been delivered as agreed, and that a bonus the players believed they were due from World Rugby for reaching the quarterfinals was a figment of somebody's imagination. The interim board also asked those players making allegations against them to produce evidence to support their claims, but none was forthcoming, at least so far. Well, while all this was going on, the Pacific Players Association appears to have taken a back seat, and Fijian internationals past and present have been calling for the formation of their own independent union, separate from the FIU and from World Rugby. What those players won't have known is that work was already going on behind the scenes to do exactly that, with former Flying Fijian player and World Cup coach Ili Tambua closely involved. The hope now is when the interim board finally steps away from the FIU next month and a new board of directors is elected, one of them will be from a brand new Fiji Players Association. And Ili Tambua says the FPA's objective will be a simple one, to look after players' concerns and player welfare in a way that matches international standards.
We're actually in conversation at the moment because issues with players has to be heard in regards to welfare. So we need that moving at the board level, as well as the development pathways with Life After Rugby program.
Would you see yourself as being directly involved in such an organisation, or are you simply wanting to get it off the ground, as it were, and then leave it in the hands of others?
I wanted to get involved, having played both sides, having played in the both era, both in amateur and professionalism. This is the turning point from amateur to professionalism in regards to the organisations in a whole for Fiji rugby, from players to coaching, etc.
So does that mean that you've been in touch with Waisea Naithalebu and other members of the Flying Fijians team, the ones that have been raising the complaints?
I haven't been in touch, but we have been organising to get together a players' association prior to when this happened. So we were going to reach out to the current players, but formulate what has to happen first before reaching out to them.
So how close would you say you are to actually getting this off the ground? Clearly, many would argue the sooner the better.
Well, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. The sooner the better to be registered and move forward and, I guess, put forward at the AGM, which is November.
So you seek approval from the FRU, or this would simply be, as it were, an act of courtesy to let them know that this is what you're doing?
The act of courtesy to saying that this is what it is.
Are you aware whether there may be similar negotiations going on in Samoa and Tonga as well? Because, of course, they have issues of their own. And at the moment, they're represented by the Pacific Players Association, who've been basically silent on the Fijian problem.
That's what we're wanting to do, actually, with just having a Fijian Players Association to be sitting at the board level and addressing the issues from our perspective as the players. It will be ideally, too, for the rest of the Pacific Islands.
So are you suggesting that there's going to be significant change across the Pacific in terms of players' representation, and quite soon?
I think with this, that's the challenge moving forward, because most of the players that are playing at international level are playing at a professional environment and coming back to their home nation. I guess there has to be some standards there to meet what they are already being involved with, and at the same time move the unions into a better run union or corporation.
I'm thinking, though, that one of the things that could come out of this is that players within the Fiji union may very well be pushing for better pay that is equivalent to, say, what players get in other parts of the world, and particularly Europe. So that would require an organisation such as a players' union to actually negotiate with World Rugby. I mean, is that part of the grand scheme, that finally somebody is going to stand up for the players in the Pacific?
We have to, especially with our own unions. If we could place it with our own rugby union, then collectively we could have a voice for the Pacific in a whole. But addressing issues within our home nations and what the players are looking forward to, and wisely so, because the development of those moving from a island nation to a professional environment, helping them with a lot of challenges, cultural issues to professional issues, as we have had in the past.
You've indicated that you would like to be involved in this organization, in this union, when it comes into being. What sort of role do you see for yourself? An advisory role, or do you see yourself actively running the union?
I would like to be actively moving into it, having that experience both in the era that I played from amateur to professional as well as coach, and understanding both areas of concern from union perspective and from a player's perspective.
So would that mean a move back to Fiji for you, or could you do that job remotely, as it were, from Australia?
I could do both, and I could be here, or I could actually move there and commute across.
So is there a time scale on this? When might it happen, do you think?
We'll be sitting as I move back in November at the AGM, and then from there we'll confirm the formation of it, because the union board of directors will be selected at that. Those are the people that we are wanting to work with to address issues and challenges that we face. And I know we are trying to move into, there's a lot of things that needs to be done accounting-wise and challenged within the union itself to move to a level that's ideal in the current situation or in the movement of the game in itself.
Eli Tamburi played 16 times for the Flying Fijians and as coach led the team to a famous win over Wales at the 2007 World Cup. And now he says he wants to play a prominent role in a new and independent, that's the key word really, isn't it, Fiji Players Association.